Pa uite. Pa uite, Raoul. Pa uite.
Très tôt le matin, les enfants se lèvent à 5 heures du matin.
Very early every morning at 5 o'clock, children get out of bed with only one goal, to switch on the television and watch cartoons. And everything these children see, sadly, comes from Japan, France or the United States.
That's Wilfried Paré, the coordinator of ABCA, the Burkina Faso Association of Cartoon Cinema. He and a few friends set up ABCA in 2009 with the aim of creating a film industry with an unmistakable signature, that of Burkina Faso, or Africa, if you like. Why?
We think it's our job to add products that answer to the demands that exist here in Africa, because we have beautiful stories to tell, beautiful landscapes, and a beautiful way of looking at the world.
For the last 8 years, Wilfried Paré and his friends have been trying to put animated films from Burkina Faso on the map. With little or no money and only piecemeal international backing, but with plenty of ideas. Olodrissa Kambu is a specialist in building animated designs.
Madame Pawit, you say qu'il y a l'architecture de Tiebele.
In one of our films, which is called Pawit, we deliberately feature a specific architectural style we call Djibeliya. Even tourists come here to see it. And it's immediately clear that we're in Africa.
André Daniel Tapsoba is another specialist who, along with Olodrissa Kambu, has been training scores of young men and women in the fine art of creating cartoons.
Donc on essaie souvent d'habiller notre personnage en habit traditionnel.
We dress our characters in traditional clothes, what we call Faso Damfani. It's another way in which we want to make sure that our cartoons look different from the rest and are distinguished.
The film Pawit, named after its main character, is a tale of village intrigue set in Burkina Faso's endless savanna. It is one of their better-known productions. Afro Games, a fast-moving film featuring traditional African sports, is another.
Toi, tu ne vois que l'équipe et le fait que tes amis ont des problèmes.
Mais les régionales sont dans deux semaines. En tant que capitaine,
je me dois de.
Je me rappelle très bien que pour Afro Games, déjà même pour les personnages, on nous avait demandé un style un peu occidental.
For Afro Games, we were asked to adopt a slightly Western style. For instance, in the choice of our main characters. We refused, because this production is aimed at an audience that is familiar with our reality.
Wilfried Paré points at the biggest problem besetting the industry he and his friends hope to set up, money. Making a cartoon film is an extremely lengthy process involving dozens of people. They create the landscapes, the buildings, the music, the characters, their clothes. And then there are others who voice the film, and still others who make sure that the moving designs and the sound are synchronized. One full-length film can cost as much as 3 million euros to make, they tell me. That's more than the Ministry of Culture spends on film in an entire year. As Wilfried just pointed out, foreign donors come with their own agendas. And so ABCA remains, for now, with little money but plenty of creativity, never short of ideas. Their drive remains the same. Put African animation on the map and ensure that Afro Games, Bataki and Pawit become household names like Shrek, Chicken Little or indeed Titeuf, the raucous French adolescent. André Daniel Tapsoba and Olodrissa Kambu share their dreams for the future.
On aimerait plus tard pouvoir avoir des applications dans des portables Afro Games.
We want to turn Afro Games into an app and promote African games worldwide to ensure that they don't disappear.
Moi, je vois plutôt qu'un centre de formation.
We should have an international training center where we share knowledge we have gathered about our culture and our way of telling stories.
They also want to continue making good films, of course. Now, one more question, gentlemen. Where are the women? Wilfried Paré replies.
Pour les faire venir dans les formations, nous avons de sérieuses difficultés. Nous avons voulu avoir un quota de 25% de femmes.
We have tried to get them on our training sessions, We set a minimum quota of 25%, but it was very difficult. It seems they don't see the point of making cartoon films, but we want to get them interested, because the funny thing is, the few we did manage to get involved turned out to be better than the boys.